eZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August the 12th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are marking International Youth Day, which was inaugurated by the United Nations in the year 2000. With the objective of highlighting issues affecting young people. The day was observed in Zimbabwe and across the world today, with youths facing a slew of challenges, including exclusion from decision-making forums, especially in government, dwindling opportunities and lack of employment. The COVID-19 pandemic has pretty much decimated livelihoods for millions globally, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation and many other ills, observers say. With record unemployment and lack of social safety nets in Zimbabwe, many of our young people have fallen victim to crime and drug abuse, and that is a major cause for concern. Marking today's commemorations under the theme, Intergenerational Solidarity, Creating a World for All Ages, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "We need people of all ages, young and old alike, to join forces to build a better world for all." When young people are shut out of the decisions being made about their lives, or when older people are denied a chance to be heard, we all lose. And tonight we ask, are Zimbabwean youth given a fair shake? Is anyone listening to them? And are they even stepping up to the plate to take control of their own destiny? Plus, we will also give you an update on the Kenyan presidential election, which remains too close to call. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk. Namhlanje sixoxa ngosuku lwabasakhulayo olwe International Youth Day olunanzwe emhlabeni jikelele namuhla. Usuku lolu lwahlelwa ngumanyano we United Nations ngomnyaka ka-2000. Ngenjongo yokuveza inkinga abatsha abahlangana lazo emhlabeni jikelele. Iningi eZimbabwe libhekane lokusilela kwemsebenzi kanye lamathuba okuzithuthukisa, kanti njalo abanye sebecina besenza imsebenzi efaka impilo zabo engozini efana lobugebengu kanye lokuthatha izidakamizwa. Silabonke abasakhulayo lamhlanje sizakuzwa ukuthi usuku lolu lutshoni kubo lokuthi impilo zabo zingathuthukiswa kanjani. Sizaphatha njalo ukhetho lwakwele Kenya lapho uZulu alokhe emelele ukuzwa ukuthi ngubani osengumongameli omutsha. Kwaziwayo batereri, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk tiri kutarisa zuva re International Youth Day. Iro racherechezwa pasi rose nasi. Zuva iri rakavambwa ne United Nations mugore ra 2000. Nechinangwa chekuburisa pachena matambudziko anosangana nevechidiki pasi rose. Pamashoko avo nasi munyori mukuru we United Nations va Antonio Guterres. Vakurudzira kuti vechidiki pamwe chete nevanhu vakuru vanofanirwa kuita mushandira pamwe wakasimba kuitira kuti kuve nepundutso pasi rose. Tichatarisa zvakare zviri kuitwa kusarudzo dzekuKenya. While many youth complain about lack of opportunities in Zimbabwe, one of them is counting her blessings and giving back to the community. She is inspiring children to follow her lead. We are talking about Precious Sivalo from Plumtree, who started off as a flight attendant and rose through the ranks to become a pilot. She recently returned to her primary school to inspire and make a donation. Nangu exoxa lo Ezra Chisasbanda.
Yeah, namhla besilapha ke Precious Sibedu donator ke ubisela back in community labantwana ezicathulo wanika abantwana ke amapads kathi zinamba abantwana bafidwe lapha kusitele ke ngohlelo lwakho lo.
Okay, i-program yethu ibizwa Precious Mentorship Program. I-aim yabo ukuthi sikhuthaze abantwana ukuthi bafunde baqinise ukuze babe nekusasa elihle. Esinye isifiso esilaso ukuthi isikolo lesi asisekho right amaphansi siyakhrekha, so sidinga usizo ukuthi sikwazi ukurenovate isikolo emphakathini, and sine-program yamantombazana, we need more sanitary pads. Baningi abantwana balesi privilege ezikhensini namhlanje sanikeza izicathulo. Baningi abantwana abanye bavele endaweni ezikhathana kakhulu, like 7 kilometers, bawokha every day to and from school benenazicathulo, baze badabuke babe nenkenke, akukho kuhle lo. And bakhona abanye abantwana futhi abakimabi esikhathini bangabi And then lapho ngazama ukuhlanganisa imali yokuthi ngibe yipilot, ngoba okuyisifiso sami sakhulu ukuthi ngibe yipilot kodwa kungenamali.
Uthi umama wakho nabalele khona start ufike Tracer. So wasuqalisa kathi wayefundele wayenzisa, kwaba lobunzima obunganani ukuthi ufundele wayenzisa, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi uzitshala uba i-aerospace.
Ngangitshona ngibabona becela itiye becela ikofi ngithi abayenzi lutho phambili laphana, ngibona bezihlalele ziyabuya kunzima kunzima. It's a lot of mental work.
Precious Sivalo ngumtshayeli wendizamshina odabuka ePlumtree. That's my home girl, inspiring the girl child and of course making us all proud. And now to our first guest, that's a human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masie, based in the great state of Texas, here in the United States. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you for bringing me to this very important topic.
Yes, as we mark International Youth Day today, Mr. Masie, what would you say are the front and center issues that are affecting especially youth in Zimbabwe?
Well, the first and foremost issue that is affecting youth in Zimbabwe is basically the lack of free space to engage in issues regarding civic, civil and political rights. And another issue that comes right in the heels is the issue of the high unemployment, the quality of education, and also health issues that have been reported, in the past years, including, issues regarding, early child marriages, issues regarding, lack of healthcare, access, and many various issues that, I can think of that are basically affecting the youth in Zimbabwe.
And the issues that you are mentioning, Vamasi, are some of the top issues that are highlighted under the Sustainable Development Goals that the world says should be achieved by the year 2030. Matawara nenyaze, quality education, nyaze zizo, nyaze zveutano, healthcare issues, nyaze mabasa kushaikwa kwe mabasa. Zimbabwe. Isaka, where would you say mungati Zimbabwe iri papi panyaya yekuzadzikisa ma sustainable development goals aya kuchisvika gore ra 2030?
Ndona seke kuti patiri pari pakati ome nekuti ndifunge kuti tsuku isa matano akasimba ekuti tizadzikise ma SDGs yayo by 2030. Nekuti tikuona kuti Zimbabwe kwa makore apfuura inotorengwa panyika dzakaoma stereke kuti vechidiki vawane mabasa kwao. And uyezve tinoona futi kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvokuti kana tichitaura nyaya dzevechidiki hurumende yendo asinge isiri serious pakuisa matano ekuti paito kana mukana wokuti pawanike kana iyo mari zvayo inenge ichienda kumasangano ezvidiki nekunanganidza zvekare mutemo uripo unoona kuti vezvidiki vakwanisa kusanganawo vachiisawo mapato avo vachisangana vachiengage in various engagements and chimwe chandingataura ipapo ndechekuti mutemo wedu watinawo kuZimbabwe unoti vechidiki kana kuti masangano evezvidiki hakwanisi kuti apuhwewo futi mari nemumasangano ari kunze kwenyika. Uye zvinoitisa kuti kushanda kwavo kuve kwakaoma nekuti hurumende yacho iri kutadzawo kupa masangano ari muZimbabwe mari kuti vashande vachisimudzira vamwe vechidiki kuti vabudirire.
Saka poitwa sei apa vamasiye, what would be your advice to the government?
I think the government should come up and formulate serious policies, because right now the law, if you look at the constitution, it safeguards against the issues regarding discrimination. And the United Nations right now, it produced a report a couple of years ago that talks about ageism. And ageism basically is the issue where there's a huge disparity between generations. And in Zimbabwe, we see that if you're a youth, you're probably treated with suspicion when it comes to issues regarding civic and political rights. If the youth are not being given their spaces where they have to, engage in those spaces, because they are the leaders of tomorrow. But as we see it right now, youths are being shut out, and the government is not really following, the policies that are being followed by other countries internationally. So I would urge the government to really, come up with policies which are, strengthen youth organizations, and also with policies or even the laws that that align some of the, some of the acts that are there, like the Youth Councils Act and its subsidiary laws that are basically not in line with the constitution. So I think that can be the basis of trying to formulate or cultivating a basis where the youth can, engage freely in issues, not just politics, but, economic, cultural, that make them, feel empowered and make sure that they can compete with the rest of the youth, in Africa and across the world.
And the issue of ageism, kana kuti kusarudzana, zvichinza vadika vakuru, it's an interesting issue vamasiye because chero munyori mukuru we United Nations wa Antonio Guterres inyaya vataura nhasi. Let me read what I said earlier zvavataura va Guterres nhasi. Hanzi, we need people of all ages, young and old alike, to join forces to build a better world for all. When young people are shut out of the decisions being made about their lives, or when older people are denied a chance to be heard, we all lose. In other words, no one is dispensable here, both the young and the old. But nyaya ageism iyoyo, how much pronounced would you say it is in Zimbabwe? How much of a problem is it?
I think I can say probably that's the main problem that we have in Zimbabwe, where we have two generations that are probably going different directions. Because as I said earlier on, when it comes to issues of governance, which the youth should be basically empowered by those who are there, those who have been leading the country since the time of independence, it becomes a problem. Whenever there's a young leader or young leaders, even, not even within government, even in other sectors, even in employment, even in civil society, I can say, it becomes a problem. You basically are treated with suspicion, or you are just shut out because you are not basically, within or part of that generation. So it's a huge problem that has affected, the Zimbabwean society, which if we address, we can basically come up with a very good, society where there's this relationship between the two generations, the young and the old. We also develop what we can say, what we can say, a very concise and defined way of growing the society and empowering the youth as they prepare to lead the country.
Very interesting perspective there, Mr. Masiye. Please do stay on the line. Now let's bring in our second guest. That's Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Ms. Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Ms. Moyo, good evening and welcome. I think we are having connection issues there with Zibusiso Moyo. What was his Zama? Ukhumana la injalo, I'm sure ama producers ami lama engineers are working on that. Ndizokere kwa muri vamasiye. Kana tichitarisa nyaye civic engagement. Really, we can't blame the government for everything. At times, I think as young people, we also have to blame ourselves because let's take voter registration, for example. You have many young people refusing to go and register to vote and determine their own destiny because, Anzi, we don't have time yekuno nyoresa tiri kutsvaga chikafu because ufumi hakuna kumira zvakanaka, kana kuti some have totally lost trust in the voting system, but still it comes back to bite you because you can't say handigoni kunonyoresa because handina chikafu kana kuti handigoni kunyoresa because I can't trust the voting system, because that will come back to bite you again tomorrow when a government that you don't want wins or is re-elected. Not so.
Yes, correct. It's actually a problem that we have in Zimbabwe. But not everything is to blame. The government. But if you look at how that mentality has come to be, it's because the youth themselves, some of them, someone was telling me that some of them don't even know how water runs out of a shower. You know, they've never seen water running out of shower. Some of them have never seen a payslip and so forth. So I think it's all about the Zimbabwean community or the country itself coming back and re-engineering itself and making sure that, you know, we bring that sort of hope. You know, here in America, there's the American dream. The American dream is all about a dream that, you know, one day things will be okay. But if you look at Zimbabwe, there's nothing that the youth aspire or even dream to be besides, you know, dreaming that one day probably we might have a new government when you are not literally engaging in civil society, you know, civic engagement or even voting. So it's a problem where there is need for a real, you know, social engineering structure or social engineering program where people themselves are given, like, you know, the power to then, you know, feel that, you know, their actions, like, their actions will make a difference. But as it stands right now, I feel that in as much as the government might not be the one to blame for everything, but I feel that the environment itself is not doing any good in enticing the youth to feel engaged, you know, to change things through things like voting or even you know, and so forth. So it's a problem. But as you are saying, as you rightly say, you cannot change you know, your situation for the good when you yourself are not taking initiative. So I would urge all youth out there in Zimbabwe that, you know, you need to engage in civic, you know, in civic engagement. And also the right to vote is not just something that is just there. It's a universal suffrage. It's something that you are born with the right to do. So if you don't do it, someone else will determine your future. And in Zimbabwe, more than 63% of the youth, more than 63% of the population are the youth. So Zimbabwe is generally a youthful country, but the youth themselves are not the ones who are determining the governance or where the country is going right now because of their lack of you know, engagement in these issues.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Masi, and please stay with us. Indeed, young people are the majority worldwide. When they speak with determination, they really can make a change. Ucingo luka Zibusiso Moyo, one our second guest, Lukanya Lwehlula, kodwa silomunye ofonileyo. We have a caller on the line. Good evening, caller. Siyakwamukela, tinokugamshirayi. Hello, caller. That's a terrible line there. I'm sure my producer will try to reach out to that caller again. Meanwhile, let's take a break. Please don't go away. And now to the nail-biting elections in Kenya. A new president is still yet to be declared between the two leading candidates, William Ruto and Raila Odinga. Here is European Union chief election observer Ivan Stefanek summing it up all.
The lead-up to the elections was characterized by significantly less tension and conflict than in the past. Parties and candidates were able to campaign openly throughout the country and to get their messages out to voters. One of the most prominent issues in these elections were the lack of proper campaign finance framework. This made a negative impact on the campaign environment and created an unlevel playing field that was disadvantaging those with less access to funds, especially women. Furthermore, the distribution of cash by candidates to voters during the campaign is a practice that is at odds with democratic principles. On election day, voters exercised their right to vote in a general peaceful manner throughout the day. The process was calm, albeit prolonged, due to complex procedures. Opening, voting and counting took place generally in line with established procedures. Tabulation is still ongoing, as we know, and as we speak, we are observing it. However, some of our observers have been kept at some distance from the process, which is reducing transparency.
European Union Chief Election Observer Ivan Stefanek. And now back to our guest. Okay, my producer is saying a lot of things in my ear. Okay, he tells me we now have Moyo. Moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, sorry, connection bekusala kodwa sesikuqhumile. Unfortunately, isikhathi sambile ukuthi sikhulume ngosuku lwabasha kodwa kasikhulume ngokhetho lwakwele Kenya. Kumelelwe impumela yokhetho lukamongameli. Ubona izala nkomoni lapha?
Ngibona ukhetho lolulu hambe kahle kakhulu, engithemba ukuthi lathi elizweni lethu sizafunda khona. Ngibona kube lokuthula ekufakeni ama-vote abantu noma nje sebengani bathatha isikhathi ukuthi ama-results e-announce, kodwa sibona ukuthi ukhetho lolu luhambe kuhle njalo abatsha bahambile ukuyavota bebaningi ama-numbers kakhulu. So ngithemba ukuthi kuzahamba kuhle umongameli abamkhethileyo bonama-results laphana angani uhamba phambili kubo-50-something%. Yikho engibonayo ngokhetho lwe-Kenya.
Nxa sikompeya ngokhetho lweZimbabwe, kukhona mhlawumbe ongathi iZimbabwe ingakufunda from i-Kenyan experience njengoba lathi siyibhekane lokhetho?
I think esingakufunda kakhulu njengoba sengishilo ukuthi ukuyavota especially ebantwini abatsha ukuthi kuqakatheke njani. Ukuhamba uye-casting vote yakho kuqakathekile. Njalo okunye eku-announcing ama-results laphana besibona indlela ukuthi kuma-online langaphi ngaphi abantu bonke bebe-access ukuthi ama-results bayawathola. Ngibona ngani singafunda khona lapho ukuthi masekuvotiwe ukuhambiswa kwama-results kungabi yinto elikhulu kumbe ethatha isikhathi kangako, kodwa iyenzakale kuhle smoothly ne-transparency konke kuhambe kahle.
Thank you there, Zibusiso Moyo. Unfortunately, folks, we have to leave it here. Also, would like to thank human rights lawyer Mr. Kennedy Masiye, based in Texas, here in the United States. Zibusiso Moyo, of course, is of the Lupane Youth Development Trust. Kwanele Zulugandaba, let's make another date next week. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.
Thank you.